Yes, we thought it was a good idea to just to get people out walking and exercising. We want to get the kids out, of course, and involve the school, and just get as many people in the community involved in a healthy environment.
And Ginger, the school district's involved this year, and you were involved with your healthy living grant, right?
That's correct. So last spring, we had some money left over in the budget to purchase some supplies, so we decided to get pedometers for all kids K through 12, as well as staff, to try to do a competition and work with it. And it worked out really well when Dave and Becky contacted me about working with them for the pedometer challenge. So we'll start on Monday. And so all elementary kids, middle school kids, and high school kids will have the opportunity to participate in the pedometer challenge, as well as staff.
And how does it work? Is it individually, by grades, by classes there for competition-wise, or what?
We're trying to just, the whole idea is get kids out and moving. So elementary school, all the kids that participate in a week, their names will go into a basket, and we'll pull out two girls and two boys, same thing in the middle school and the high school for prizes. And then for the grand prize will be the students will do primary grades, so K-1-2. The top male and female will get a prize, and 3, 4, 5, same thing, male and female. And then in the middle school, the top one with step, same thing in the high school. So we're trying to do it to be as equitable as possible, and the whole idea is just get moving, get the kids out there and exercising as well as adults.
And there are prizes for the rest of the populace who joins, right, Dave?
Yes, there are. For the adults and kids that are not part of the Petersburg School District program, we have weekly prizes, one each in a single category and groups of 4 to 8 people. So for the 6 weeks, we'll have prizes in those. And then at the end, the final, we'll have 15 final prizes that cover different age groups, 61 plus, 45 to 60, 30 to 45, and 18 to 30, and also 17 and under. So then we'll have some overall, some grand prizes too.
Okay. And these are gift certificates or other things or what?
They're donations from local businesses in addition to prize money that came from the fire department to help sponsor the event. I'd like to thank a whole number of businesses around town, Lee's Clothing, TU, the Hammer and Weekon, and there's a number of people that were buying prizes for also with the prize money, gift certificates to local businesses, chamber gift certificates, and that sort of thing with other prize money that we have available.
So people need to sign up on the survey site, SurveyMonkey, and then get a pedometer or use an old pedometer that they have, or Becky, I'll give you that one.
Well, you can come if you do not have a pedometer. You can come up to Petersburg Mental Health and grab one from me there. We are encouraging people to use any type of electronics they may have, like Fitbits and things like that. A lot of cell phones have apps that can be used to use them all. We are going with what we have on pedometers, so first come, first serve.
And then it's just logging your steps every week, basically.
Yep, you go into the SurveyMonkey, the website there that Mark Kubo has generously donated his time to create and monitor. You go in there weekly and just track your steps, and it does all the work for us.
What else should people know about this program?
Well, they have to register first, of course, and by going to SurveyMonkey, and then they'll go to that same survey to record their weekly number of steps. So you just keep track of it, and then we take care of the rest. We'll have weekly prizes announced, and then we're going to have a grand prize kind of ceremony where people will get to choose amongst the prizes that are available. Kind of like the Salmon Derby does it. We'll have all the prizes and then call a name and someone can go collect their prize.
And like last year, you can be an individual or you can be entered as a team, right?
Yeah, we changed the rules a little bit to make the teams a minimum of 4 people, a maximum of 8, just to make it more equitable for folks that are entering. And we've learned from our experience, so hopefully it'll be well attended. There's already a whole bunch of people out and planning on doing it, so it's nice to see it being successful and people getting out in the spring.
It is such a nice spring out there. The weather is awesome for running, walking, and anything else exercise-wise. Ginger?
Yeah, it's great. Elementary students will be tracking their steps in their PE classes or swim class with either Mr. Daniel Brock or Mr. Dan Van Swearingen. In the middle school, they will have individual classrooms where their step tracker sheets will be kept. And then in the high school, same thing. High school students will be responsible for their own sheets to track. And then for the staff, we'll be able to track on a Google Doc spreadsheet and go from there.